Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
About the haves and the have-nots, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So green is the only color that matters.
nowadays in this country that we have. You know what I mean? But before I get into all of that, all that political stuff, that sentimental stuff, let's welcome our co-host tonight. We got always how's he doing all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City.
Yep.
Madam Scott, Sister Scott, Madam Eloise. Hot Eloise.
I haven't been Eloise for quite a while, Fabe. I think I missed that.
You know why? You know why it just came to me? Because I was watching Boomerang earlier today.
Oh, so, Lord.
It's kind of re-inspiring. Yeah, man. I don't have any panties on that part.
Good.
What's good with you, Hot Chocolate? What'd be
like? What up, world? I'm here. I hope everybody is well. Everyone is feeling healthy and energetic and ready for the week. Hump day.
Hope you got some panties on. You got panties on?
Yes. My grandma told me don't go nowhere,
okay.
Number one, without panties on, and number two, without clean panties on. So you can best believe I got a clean pair on and a clean pair on deck somewhere close to get to in the event of any sort of emergency. Hey, back pocket, zipper in the purse, in the glove compartment. Hey, you never know.
Dig it. I already know. I used to be on the same thing when I was single running around. I used to keep the toothbrush, spare deodorant, and the whole bag.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, but I had like a plastic bag. I was a little hood, so I had like a little plastic shopping bag. So if anybody opened my glove compartment, they would think nothing of it. Like,
it's still a whole bag, whether it's concealed or not. Mm-hmm.
Whatever the case may be. You never knew you were going to end up from night to night, so you had to be always ever, be ye ever ready at all.
Them ATL nights, boy, you never know.
I mean, if we could talk about some of those in a PG-13 manner, man,
you
we have
never know.
A show, man, for a whole
boy,
week.
I love Atlanta.
I bet
you do. Oh, do I? Pre and post boyfriend. Hold on. Pre and post boyfriend. Yeah, starting to recover,
okay.
And I'm gonna need more recovery because shout out to one of my best friends, Kim Gold, who is going to be celebrating her birthday next weekend in the same fashion that I did in ATL, hitting up Sweet Lounge and some good restaurants and all of that too. So yeah, it'll be part due of that. And what happened? Atlanta's kind of like Vegas. What happens in Atlanta stays in Atlanta. Yeah.
I could dig it. I ain't mad at that, because I know there's a lot of nights where I had to make some young ladies live by that creed, you know, beyond our control. You know, it was just kind of things just happened, and hey, whatever.
Yeah,
do it.
The fun you have, yeah.
And that's how I got to be sometimes, and, you know, never complain one iota. So, so in the event of all of this, you know, the turmoil that seems to consistently stay in the bipartisanship of the House, you know what I mean, on the Capitol Hill and everything, when the dust settles, a lot of these folks that are, you know, raising a stink about any kind of policy or any kind of adjustment to former policies to, you know, better, you know, humankind, for lack of a better term, it sounds like sour grapes a lot of times. I'm not going to, you know, say it's because of a certain aspect of our leader, but we all kind of can see, read the writing on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But in the event, you know, when the when this whole campaign thing has to start up again, I'm curious to see if Hillary is going to, you know, is going to wear her ovaries on the outside again and run for office. You know what I mean? I'm not putting it past her.
I think she will, to be honest. Yeah, I think she will. I mean, you know, wearing the ovaries on the outside is kind of important with Hillary because, you know, of course she's identifying with, you know, the females. So that's important for her not to wear, you know, the set of balls that she has that she needs to carry around. Excuse me, I didn't really mean to put it like that, but, you know,
got your point.
Yeah, she has to wear to deal with the testosterone-filled, you know, Congress and House.
Yeah, you got to fight. Hey, it takes a lion to wake up a lion, right? So you got to
absolutely
fight fire with fire, man. Before we go any further, we're going to go to break real quick. But before we do, I just want to introduce, we formed like Voltron, but apparently he formed as the head, Black Line.
That's right.
Yeah, I ain't never peeped the symbolism or that. Yeah, I ain't peeped the symbolism or that in Voltron, man. All my younger cats, if y'all know about Voltron, y'all missing
mm-hmm.
out. One of the greatest cartoons ever. It's Black Lion. Form the head.
That's right.
Yeah, the Black Lion formed the head. He's out here in the same confines as I am in the DMV area.
DMV.
Give it up for TM Hyman.
What up? What up, DJ?
What up, TM?
What
founder.
Up, D?
What's good?
Hey, listen.
It's Pop.
Marco Rubio, we appreciate you, brother. Even though I'm far from being a Republican, I appreciate some good GOP conversation. Ms. Casty Caster, hey, sends her love back to the folks back in Florida. It's my actual congresswoman. It was nice seeing her today. Senator Bill Nelson, hey, we appreciate you. I had an opportunity to sit in Bill Nelson's office today, which is really, really cool. Bill Nelson is responsible for a lot of NASA stuff. So he has a space room in his office. So that was mad cool. We're going to pause for the call and come right back. Listen, it's Hump Day Wednesday, live from Washington, D.C. Hey, it's a lot going on in D.C., y'all. We're going to talk about it. And I want to hear more about the woman balls you inside the social media.
Yeah,
you know Hillary has her set of cojones that she has. She got to flex them sometimes, you know, and let them know sometimes that hers are bigger than theirs.
She's not scared to grab them.
She's not
scared to grab them. We'll be right back.
All the mother niggas lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Damn. Damn.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, rad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gon' be mad on vacation? Dutton running around all these Jamaicans. This that prime, this that prime. This that what we do, don't tell your moms. This that red cup all on the launch. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon.
I know. You're tired of loving with nobody to love, nobody.
Uh-huh, honey.
Close your eyes and let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam! You hard on the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get muscles on the mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. You know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But, ayy, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. Ayy, yo, we made it Thanksgiving. So, ayy, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your fucking other sisters? Maybe we could still make it to the church step. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
Describe somebody, no leaving this part.
9:15 p.m. here in Tampa Bay. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General, T.M. Hyman, your boy, Stave James. T.M. Hyman Radio Live is what we are. We are that crew, that team, that network here in the Social Lab on Wednesday Hump Day. And we have T.M. who is going to give us some more of his updates from his GOP experience today in Washington, D.C.
I am up on Capitol Hill, and not just the GOP experience, but listen, we all need to really up our game as it relates to the GOP, which is really the Republican Party for those who really don't follow politics. Listen, we need our ears on the ground. This month is actually National Mentoring Month. January is Mentoring Month. And so as the month is wrapping up, I'm actually here attending the conference. But today we were on Capitol Hill. We had an opportunity to meet with all of the legislators we wanted to meet with. And so we identified who we wanted to meet with and why. And so today got us an opportunity to meet with several key legislators, legislators, actually set up in the balcony and watched the Senate session. Well, where Bill Nelson actually rolled out a bill, Senator Hatchell of Utah also read a bill that he's trying to propose. But let me fast forward. We've got to pay attention to what's going on. This week, well, let me go back to the last election. The Democrats lost across the board with the last election. The only person who won was President Obama. Everybody else lost at the end of the day. And the Republicans are now in control of the House and the Senate. What does that mean? It literally means that everything that Obama has done to help the middle class and the poor over the last 8 years, they are looking to dismantle it. Let me give you an example. There is a senator who recently became the chairman of the Constitutional Civil and Human Rights Subcommittee. Let me repeat. There is a Republican that recently became the chairman of the Constitutional Civil and Human Rights Subcommittee. You know the first thing that he did? The first thing he did when he became chairman, he removed civil and human rights from the name of the subcommittee.
Sure did.
He removed civil and human rights from the name of the subcommittee. So what do you think he's doing? He's trying to turn the objective of the subcommittee, who currently is protecting civil and human rights, to a committee that turns a blind eye to civil and human rights. We got to wake up, America. We got to wake up. Live out of D.C., that's what I'm here for, repping my folk.
And for him to be able to do that is
because it's real. It's so real.
Yeah, for him to be able to do that, I mean, as the chairman, like, why are you changing the name of what you're representing?
Because you changed the objective of the subcommittee.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Don't,
I got
make,
the
don't make me
on the
say
wall,
it as
man.
A Florida resident what I think, because I don't think anyone will like it. But to me,
the writing is on the wall,
love,
man.
I would love to know what you're thinking right now, along with the rest of the world. 917-889-3926. Hey, hit us up. Let us know what your concerns are. And guess what? If you totally disagree with anything that you hear tonight, we want to hear from you because we might not agree with everything you say. What's your perspective?
Oh, I already don't agree with it. Like, you're basically telling me that our civil and constitutional rights don't matter. And the only people who are really worried about civil and constitutional rights, well, I'm not going to say the only people. The majority of the people who are concerned with those two very important topics are African Americans or people of color. So, to me, as a Florida resident, that's just telling me that I don't matter. It don't matter what y'all think, don't matter. It don't matter.
Absolutely. It's not relevant. You know, what he's saying, in fact, is human rights and civil rights are not relevant. It's all about the Constitution.
Because it doesn't apply to him. That's why.
Boom.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Doesn't apply to him. It never did. the way the country was founded, and the supporting documents on the foundation of the country supports others, and not the interests of everybody. You know, and so when you always had your ideals and your views and your privilege supported by legal documentation in the fibers of this country, then of course you're not going to see it through those eyes. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like a person that struck it, whose parents struck it rich when they was a kid, and they've been rich for the rest of their life. They don't know what it's like to be broke no more.
No idea.
It's hard for them to see through those. They're just hoping to see through those set of eyes anymore. I mean, they could have been poor or less fortunate, you know, coming up 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old or whatever, but no apparent some major half tide changed, point on for the rest of their life, they forgot what it's like. So, you
Absolutely.
Know, it's the same thing, same deal. Same deal.
So, folks, regardless of whether you think your vote counts or not, it does. Every vote counts. And so, listen, I know the last two elections we thought were, like, really important because it was the first African-American president. But let me help you understand something. If we do not reelect a Democratic president, this country is going to be set back about 40 years with a Republican-controlled House, Congress, and president.
Yep.
Step
We're
your
doomed.
Game up. Turn your knowledge gauge up. Knowledge is power. The Bible says, I'm going to go there with y'all. The Bible says
Uh-oh.
That people
Preach
perish.
It.
Perish because of what, Satan?
Lack of vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish.
Amen.
Listen, we're talking about the state of our union from our perspective tonight. We're live from Washington, D.C. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. Say James, Hot Chocolate TM. What up, Boston? You're inside of Social Lab.
Get better, Mom.
I'm already alive.
Feel better, kids.
Ha.
The remix.
Jigga. Molly Mall.
You can find me in the city spinning, or in the studio touching the track up like pretty women, spitting venom with the snake skinning. Apply the pressure to you and your mentor. Damage I do, career ending. Y'all know what I'm representing. Fun, extra low, got a 1 on 10 next to dough. Y'all best to know I'm not alone, ma. Music, menage, twi with Shy and I, ha ha.
It's been so long without you.
Say what?
And I swear I hate this. Without you, some peace of mind I've been confined without you. Tomorrow won't come if I spend the night without you. You're the one for this love thing I'm feeling, and I can't fight this urge that I'm feeling.
Top of my game, act like you know. Think I didn't see the lame sneaking in the back door. Ha ha, it's alright, he could come here. For real, you alright, but I'm done here. I don't keep my ones here. It's unlikely that you see white tee, but if you slip up and hit up, we could split up. Play a hater, not at all. I don't play those games. You got beef with Jigga? With Jigga, say my name. You shy?
I see the thing, I see someone. I'm my own.
Someone, get this show on the road. Chris Dahl on the writer, got the Big Apple in the smash like cider. Rocker, fella and job money, trying to see God money. They want a piece of your love, I want that Lisa Dove. Milk cake, feel straight, what have we here? Cartier, ill faith on the highway, accompanied by friends. First the range, then the legs, then the buggy, I bend, aha.
I'm Radio Live from Washington, D.C. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. You are inside the Social Lab this Hump Day Wednesday. We're talking about all that's taking place here in Washington, D.C. I love this place. I love the hustle and bustle of D.C. Reminds me of New York. Love the hustle and bustle. But listen, we have got to turn up our knowledge and our responsibility as it relates to what is popping. Your tax dollars make it happen. My tax dollars make it happen. And so if you feel like your voice is not heard, try again. Because without your voice and your tax dollars, none of this would be possible. We
That's right.
help to make the United States operate. And what happens is too many of us take a back seat to things that we influence because we don't think that we have any influence. Listen, get your mind right, folks. We did a show recently talking about image. Man, listen, you don't have to be from a family that is involved in politics for you to become involved in politics. My mom and dad are not involved in politics. But it didn't keep me from getting involved. You got to start somewhere. It starts locally,
yeah,
in your community. Again, this is National Mentoring Month. I'm a mentor who has been mentored. Most of us have someone who has positively impacted our lives, encouraged us. Somebody's responsible for why you graduated. Somebody's responsible for why you went to college. Somebody influenced you to get that first job. Typically, that's called mentoring. We all have to do it, get involved. And so I'm up here in D.C. trying to get more money to bring back to Florida, you know, on behalf of mentoring and the things that we do to positively impact the lives of young people. I need you to do the same for your community. See, it's not about you. Most of us get caught up in our own personal issues and situations. It ain't about you. Take your mind off you. Focus on the next generation. Your children, your neighbor's children. Come on, folks. We're live from D.C. tonight. The GOP wants to dismantle everything that Obama has done to help the underdog. A lot of people say the president hasn't done a lot, but they really aren't paying attention.
They really
he's
not.
He's done a whole lot that has
hell of a lot.
That has pissed off people that don't look like him.
Yep.
And look at the gas prices.
Thank you, President.
Start there.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Yeah, it is fantastic to fill my tank up for $25. I haven't done that in 5 years.
Listen,
or longer.
Some of us haven't seen $1.89 since 1989.
Since the 80s, exactly.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yo, son, this is like, $5 is gas money again now.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It's relevant.
Somebody could throw you $5 unless you ain't got a big old truck. If you got a regular, you know, whip with a regular car, or whatever,
you can get the working back.
You know, it's like
you can
sure
get working
that's
back.
$5 gas money again.
Word.
Depending on how close you live, yeah, you could get there twice.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Gas,
but
ain't nobody complaining about that. You know what I mean?
The gap between the haves and the have-nots is closing under Obama's administration, and that's what they really don't like about it, and the fact that
they're mad at that.
They're not the full majority anymore. Like, that gap has lessened, so, you know, they have to make room for others to have.
Yeah. And so the whole concept of taking from the rich and giving to the poor has the rich furious.
Pissed off. Pissed to the maximum highest pissivity.
Yeah, they're
because
tight,
the poor, son. The poor to the rich equals lazy, shiftless, and they just need to get up and do something, when that is far from the truth. There's a lot of people who are just between a rock and a hard place. It has nothing to do. They're hard-working.
Right.
They have multiple jobs, and they still just can't get by because of wages and the system that's set up in America.
Yeah.
We appreciate the president. The president's trying to get a – first of all, he's getting pummeled. I said pummeled, trying to increase minimum wage.
Yes.
Yo, did you see Bonner and the other dude on 60 Minutes when they was getting asked about that, and they was talking, they was shooting it down so much, but then they don't have no plausible, you know, response.
Real reason. Yeah.
No real reason why they're pummeling it. They just you know,
they're just saying no, just because.
You know, I had a whole bunch of crap jobs coming up or whatever, but that builds a resolve of it. Whatever. If you don't like it, what do you want to do in place of it? What's a better idea?
Right. And they don't
crickets.
Have that.
Just like that, it's crickets. It's crickets.
Yeah, they don't have one. Because he's trying to do it, they're against it. And folks, listen, enough is enough. You know, we can't just sit on the sidelines and talk about it. We got to be about it. That's why we do these type of programs, to bring awareness. Because at the end of the day, it's the poor, it's the underdog that's going to be negatively impacted. And it's not just about black people. The minorities are not just about black folk. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I saw something last night that made me cringe. And it made me really reflect the fact that the black man, although he's still a target, the black man is no longer really at the bottom of the totem pole anymore. Believe it or not, when you really look at minorities, do you realize that in this country, Jews are still mistreated? In the world, Jews?
I can't tell.
They're still fearful. And understand this. There are a lot of type of different Jewish followers or Jewish beliefs. Saib is a black Jew, if you will. But I'm not talking about primarily...
For lack of a better term, right.
Just to cut straight to the chase.
Right, gotcha.
I saw folks over in Germany who are still fearful. And again, I know I've left the country, but there are people that still live here in the United States that have relatives that live in other parts of the world that still cannot worship. They still are fearful, and they reflect on the fact that so many of their folks were killed just because of their beliefs. Just because of their beliefs. Now, Save, you said you can't tell. Clarify.
I'm just going off of a lot of from what I grew up seeing. And not even just from what I'm seeing, but just from what I know really goes on. For one, they, you know, when I say they, I'm talking about the quote-unquote Jewish population. You let on TV or on radio start talking reckless about the Jewish community or the Jewish, you know, quote unquote, people, you know, nationality, whatever they like to claim themselves to be. Let somebody get on and start talking bad about them, start calling all kinds of, you know, whatever slanderous topics that they, you know, names that they can throw at them, you know, with big nose, you know, short arms and deep pockets, call them whatever. What's the kikes and all that stuff? Let somebody get on there and start talking all this kind of nonsense about them. Start disrespecting the Holocaust. Tell them, get over it. They're going to shut that program down ASAP. ASAP Ferg, ASAP Rocky, ASAP Yams, whatever you want to connotation we're putting back of it, they're shutting them down. They're coming for blood.
That's what I'm saying by I don't see it like that. I get what you're saying, that they may still be fearful of their, you know, of their presence, of asserting their presence in certain communities because of prior history or whatever like that. But I really believe that they're more protected than they allow themselves to believe to, because there are Jews that are in power that could turn people's lights off from wherever they stand by pushing a button.
Right, and you're talking mostly United States, and I think when you talk about the business community, but my only point and really the comment that I made was what you just stated. I think there's still some reservations about inserting in certain aspects because of, again, the Holocaust. The Holocaust was real, and what I saw last night, that was the basis of what really had those folks emotional. Because when you reflect,
man,
you know, when you talk about the Holocaust, folks, and we're not going there. That's a completely different topic.
It's a whole other topic.
But my whole point is, it's not just the black thing. We're black people, so clearly we're pro-black, but I'm more pro-life than pro-black. There's just a lot that goes on with black people that we talk about. But we aren't the only ones that are mishandled in America, mishandled in the world. And that's my point.
And that's the point I'm trying to raise. If somebody from their community is mishandled, somebody's going to stand up, and they're going to band together, and they're going to shut down what it is. They got all the money in this country. Don't get it twisted. Rothschild.
Oh, you're not lying.
That is not a native last name. Okay, they got all the money in this country, so they have the ability to go after anybody that they deem fit who stepped out of bounds when it comes to talking about their people and everything. So when you say that, you know, that they could be, I understand what you're saying on a smaller scale.
Right.
Okay, maybe on a local level, maybe on a neighborhood level. I get that. But in the big scheme of things, let somebody get mistreated in that community locally and they go run and tell. Man, they're going to be down there shutting everything down. Guaranteed.
Yes, absolutely. Guaranteed. The first chance that I got
way better representation.
Yes. The first chance that I got to see that was going back and forth visiting my best friend who lived in Brooklyn when we were going to Norfolk State.
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish community in Brooklyn, New York,
is so heavy, secure,
and
absolutely,
just like Fabe said, one wrong word or one ill word about, you know, someone in their community, and it goes. They have their own hospitals. They have their own banks.
Heavy.
Like,
own schools, everything.
Yes.
And large scale schools.
Yes.
It's no different, you know, in some communities where we reside. Again, you know, you have black folk who gonna stand up and protect theirs and their community, you know, but when it comes to a larger area, when it comes to the state, when it comes to the region, you know, when it comes to the country, we seem to lose momentum. We gotta stand up at some point and focus on creating our own, because everything you all just said is real. This is not just a black thing. This is a people thing. What are we talking about tonight? We're talking about the state of our union, and we're live from D.C. Again, big up to Senator Kathy Castor, who sends her love back to her constituents in Florida. Big up to Bill Nelson, as well as Marco Rubio. That was an interesting one today. You're inside the Social Lab. When we come back, we got Adult Talk with St. James, TM Hymer Radio. It's 9:41.
Let's keep it in Brooklyn, son. Let's keep it in Brooklyn, B. Talking about Brooklyn, let's keep it there.
Bum, stickity, bum, stickity, bum, hun. I got that up, but I can be fireball, diddly bum. Here I come, so be the piper. I'm hyper than Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a supercalifragilistic tic tac pro. I gave a oopsie, daisy. Now you got the crazy with the books, googly goo, where's with the gravy. So one, two, buckle my shoe, yabba do, hibbity hoo, crack a bruise, a trick or treat. From my feet, tip my dribbity, drop the hit. The books get on your mark and fuck that old shit. It's just rats and double dress, and swiggity smack so wicked. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boy's about to get a hit stick. My waist bones connected to my hip bone, my hip bones connected to my thigh bone, my thigh bones connected to my knee bone, my knee bones connected to my party, ha ha ha. Divinity jabber, Georgia jabber, not the funny bone. Skip the whole routine, I'd rather have my honeycomb, or preferably the sesame, like spiggity smoke the blood. So, dun 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 dun.
They wanna pet.
Timberdew, head for the hills. I picked a weeping willow and a daffodil. So back up, buckle, while I pulverize my truck. This little piggy gets busy and stuff. I read my dirty, heaven to mercy, honky tonk, I get swift. I caught a snuffle up against a smoke, the boogaloo slip. I got the nook, the cranny, the nitty gritty, 40 dose, the wall aboard, cast away. Hey, where's my boogaloo? Ooh, I'm steaming, agony. Why is everybody always picking on me?
They call me Puss in Pain, and that's my game. You ask me again, and I just tell you the same. Since I'm the vulgar vegetarian, huh? Stick them up free, so no pork sausages, mom. Please, they blitz, shoots the breeze, Ridley D shoots the zip. Crazy, crazy, shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift for that. Pretty sneaky, sis, oh, yo. I got my socks off, my rocks off, my lessons go for Coco Holly, Hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, silly son. Stickin' it, dun, 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 dun.
They wanna pay.
What if I swing that toast and make a poop? I gave a hoot and stomp a troop without a stain. Like rock, gold, would be cocaine. I figured he's fucking flip and give a twist like W. I take my fruit loops with two scoops and make it a double dip to open. The baby comes to Papa Duke, a babaloo, ooh, a babaloo. Boogity boom, I went from Gucci to Snoozy to figgity flam, a groupie to shout jab to yibbity yabba dabba, hoochie coochie sally ho. I take my stove top instead of potato, so maybe I shoot him now. No, maybe I shoot him later. Yep, I used to have a dog and bingo, what's his name? Oh, so N-G-O-O, you do the hokey pokey, you done yourself around, hun. So I done, dun 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 dun.
They wanna pet.
Come live for fame.
They wanna pet.
Come live for fame.
They wanna pet.
Come live for fame. Snap my neck for some live for fame.
They wanna pet.
Come live for fame.
They wanna pet.
Come live for fame.
They wanna pet.
Come live for fame. Snap my neck for some live for fame.
Yes, a little throwback hip-hop right there, Dos Effects, here on TM Hyman Radio, 9:44 p.m. We still have a few moments for you to weigh in, 917-889-3926. The General joining me, Save James, as well, on the boards. Our topic tonight is the GOP experience that TM Hyman was having while he is currently in the Washington, D.C. area, and encouraging our listeners to know what's going on in both parties. Even if you're not a representative of said party, you need to know exactly what they're doing, where they're coming from, and as it relates to the party that you belong to. So whether you're a Republican and you know about Democrats, or whether you're a Democrat and you need to know about Republicans, and those are the only two that I'm really going to recognize besides independents, because I don't really recognize y'all Tea Party.
I'll recognize another one, even if you're a tea bagger. Get in there.
Oh, yeah. That's the teabaggers. They are. They are.
That's what they are. Damn straight.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I go with that. No Sarah Palins of the world and such, but, you know, I digress.
Making ignorance look like that's something we're supposed to be. Like, come on.
Yo, y'all see Palin got a reality show? So you know she's going to run in 2016, right? Yo, she got a reality.
She sit her ass down somewhere.
Yo, don't make me pull out the picture of Sarah Palin when she used to mess with Glenn Robinson. Yeah, I said it. Any of my NBA ladies out there know who Glenn Robinson is?
Big dog. Big dog Glenn Robinson
and Sarah Palin back in the day. Now,
let me
do like Kermit and grab my tea, because
it ain't none of my business. Business. Everybody knows she a toss up. Know that.
Sarah Palin, a.k.a. the Alaskan Thought. Yeah, I said it.
There you go. Hey, I'm still trying to get my hands on that Nail and Palin porno. I want to see who plays. You never heard about that?
Nah.
No, that's new to me.
I'm still trying to get my hands on that. I think Lisa Ann did her, and I think she did her well. Lisa Ann is a great actress. For those that don't know, she's a great actress.
And if you're out there and you want to know, you know, you want to stay up on your porno, you know, hit save on Twitter at Save James. At Save James. He can help you with all.
Oh, he'll get you right now. He'll get you right.
I set you up. But speaking of which, let's transition for a second. We're gonna go to adult talk. Before that, I got a little story. I was with my son at his – now I didn't go with him, but I was at the zoo not too long ago, and we went into a little exhibit. They had, like, a little farm exhibit where they was trying to, you know, like, a little petting zoo, whatever, for the kids and everything. So I went in there, and I saw a young lady that was helped out raise the chickens and everything in there, you know, in the chicken coop and all of that. And she's – when I came in there – and then I said, how do you get this job? And she said, because she has an uncanny ability of raising cocks. And I said, got that porno. That's the first thing I thought of was the porno music. No, I'm lying. I ain't had it. That ain't really happened to me.
A mess.
But, anyway, I'm going to get a little serious now.
Yo, when you said the petting zoo, I was like, this is a mess. Zoo.
What? They got a zoo in D.C. It's very plausible. People believe that.
Nah, you ain't been there. Get out of here.
I like animals. I wanted to be a veterinarian when I was younger until I figured out how much school I got to go to. So that shit ain't going to be.
Put the stop to that real quick, huh?
Hey, I said, what, 8 years after I graduated college? I'm about to get a new sound effect. I'm about to get a new sound effect that says, what? Nigga, please. So, that's what I thought of when I heard that. But anyway, I'm going to get a little serious here for my topic or whatever. We're talking about these changes that's been going on in the government and how things are so topsy-turvy and everything like that. And I got a little thing about this new education system that they're imploring in our young children nowadays. I recently had to make a couple visits to my son's school because I was getting, like, you know, reports from his teacher that, you know, he was not staying on task, just a little bit here and there, you know, not completing his work in class or whatever, whoop-de-whoop. So I said, okay, I'm getting too many of these updates and everything. Let me go inside, sit down, and see exactly what's going on. So I get in there. First of all, if you haven't noticed, over the recent, I'll say the past, I was teaching for about 7 years. And over that time, first 2 years I was in the classroom. Since that point, I have realized that they don't have textbooks to go home with the kids nowadays like we used to have. Our book bags made our back and shoulders brolic back
then. Very little homework. Very little homework.
Son, I'm trying to tell you, my nephew's in high school, no textbooks. Everything is online. You can upload stuff, download your assignments, whoop-de-boo, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is this. There are no books. They give out packets for my son. My son is 6 years old, so they give out packets for him to take home and work on and bring back by a certain date and everything. No textbooks. So there's no real reference point for us to kind of say, look, go back to chapter 2, look up chapter 2.3, and that's how you balance, you know, that's how you figure out what the missing number is. You find out the methods for that, the associative property or distributive property or whatever like that. They don't have that no more. So it's up to the parents to teach them all of this stuff. Another thing that I'm finding out is that there was a big influx of having teacher aides in the classroom, probably like in the early 2000s, late 90s.
big influence on teacher aides. I particularly didn't have one when I was coming up in elementary, but I knew there was a big rush of that.
Right.
And it served its purpose. And it was for good reason. You know, it could get overwhelming in the classroom for a teacher that has 20-some kids to not be able to give anybody individualized attention. They cut those out. Now, the teacher has a class of about 20-plus students, and she sets up independent work for them, and she's at one station. There's four stations of independent work. She sets up at one station and has the kids, first graders now, fresh off of 5 years old, to be able to be trusted to work independently in these three stations before they get to her for about 10 minutes on hand. That's a recipe for disaster, if you ask me.
No, absolutely.
Now, also, they have tag testing, which is like talented and gifted, or GT, gifted and talented, or whatever. You know, we called the humanities back in Mount Vernon schools when you was like, you know, above the average student. I was in a lot of humanities classes since second grade all the way out. Not trying to pat myself on the back because I may pull a muscle doing it, but this is the truth. They had no parent notification. We got no communication from the school that they're going to start doing this testing. We just got the results about a week later after they did the testing. And it's like, yo, I know my son is smart because he's five, six years old and knows how to play Madden All-Pro level. All-Pro is the level right under All-Madden. And if anybody is a gamer out there, you know that All-Madden is the real deal. And if my 5-6-year-old son can play a game where it takes reaction, it takes reading things, it takes seeing stuff, not just that's a good gauge of his knowledge, you know, of his intelligence, but you can't be dumb playing Madden on All-Pro and scoring on them, playing defense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It takes some kind of intellectual capability to be able to process things fast enough to react and make a decision. You dig what I'm saying? And they're quick to slap labels on your kids if they don't come up to their standards.
That's right.
And it's like they're piling so much work on them as kids. Because when I sat in there and she gave me the rundown of the morning assignments, I said, damn, lady, I didn't do this much work in fifth grade by myself. You know what I'm saying? And, dude, they're going into small steps of algebra in the first grade, balancing equations.
They are.
If they have an equation like 8 plus blank equals 10, and on the other side of 10 they have an equal 3 plus blank, on the other side it's like, yo, son, who's doing this in first grade?
But let me ask you this. Based on your concerns, which I'm thinking this shift in education actually started about 7 years ago, if not a little before. It's called Common Core in the state of Florida, and there are some specific
things that have
Common Core. Common Core is a disaster. And folks, if you don't know what's going on with your children, again, it's important to get involved. When I say locally, it starts with the education system, because that's really where the most politics is going on and negatively impacting who? Your children.
That's right.
Say, when you raise the concern
that's right.
of the teacher, when you raise the concern, what was the teacher's response? And I know we got a few minutes left in the show, but I think you're talking about something.
Here's the thing. I didn't get a chance to sit down and talk with her that day, because once we went over to lunch, I walked them down to lunch. I helped them volunteer the class that day. I walked down to lunch room with them. I came back. She disappeared. So I had to set up a schedule meeting with her to kind of give my the intel that I gathered and give my response to it, and, you know, help understand where we're coming from. Because, like I said, when I was in the classroom, I noticed, you know what I'm saying, my son wasn't the only one that was struggling with the workload. You know what I mean? There was a kid in there, like, the way she was dumping on me and him and his, whatever, how he was doing, I'm sitting there, I had to go help a kid out in there, you know, and this is no shot to anybody's child or, you know, their learning curve or whatever like that. There was a kid in there that couldn't remember what the number past 14 was. So I'm like, yo, my son knows this. He knows how to count up to 500 by himself. He did it one day to me, annoyed the hell out of me in the car, but he counted up to 500. So it's like, I know my son knows this work. And if you got a kid that doesn't know what, sometimes can't remember what the number past 14 is, it's like, right. Yo, I had. That's why I'm glad I had to go in there and sat down and kind of figure out it's not just him. You know what I'm saying? It's not him. It's not, man.
Listen,
you know what I'm
I work with kids in the alternative schools. I work primarily with kids that get kicked out of traditional school, and they're put in alternative schools.
Right.
And see, what happens, is they can't keep up. They're getting kicked out. They act out behavior-wise because they really can't keep up with the lessons. Why? Because of the point that you just made. They are being forced to do a lot of this stuff virtually, which means on a computer, and independent. What happens if I, first of all, if I don't have a computer at home, if I'm not proficient, if I'm not on it a lot, it's like reading. If you don't read frequently, you don't read well because you don't read frequently.
Right.
If I don't have a PC
right.
at home, how do I come to school and I'm expected to be effective? Guess what? You won't be. Parents, stand up. Our kids are flunking out of school not because they're not capable. They're flunking out because we're not supporting the shift that they're in the midst of as it relates to education. Listen, we
technology.
Have like 3 minutes left in this show, but Sade brought up an awesome point that I'm going to bring back to tonight's topic. We're live from Washington, D.C. In Senator Bill Nelson's office today, we started to talk about the Department of Education and why the Department of Education isn't putting more mentoring dollars in communities across America, because clearly children need additional support, people to push them outside of their mothers, their fathers, outside of the household. Stand up, America. This is National Mentoring Month. Someone pushed you. Get out there and push somebody else towards success. Listen, thanks for rocking with us. We could never get it all into an hour. But I appreciate the adult talk tonight because, listen, it's not that kids can't be successful. They're lacking the confidence because of this new model. Everything is technological. If you can't even work your damn smartphone and you're 35, what make you think that your child can do what it is that we're asking them to do?
Tell it.
Come on, folks. Thanks for rocking. Gina, take us home.
Say.
Oh, yeah. Yo, man, springtime coming up. Yeah, y'all better get in the gym. It's going to be before you know it, man. All you muscle-bound muscle heads out there that's bench pressing 400 pounds and can't do 2 pull-ups, y'all better get your priorities straight, man.
Yeah, because Sabe is going to show you up when we go to Miami.
Big time.
Miami
muscle
bound.
All day.
That's right. We are That Crew, That Team, That Network here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. Good night. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. T.M. Hyman, Sabe James, representing from Adam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee Willingham, Clay Cooper, and Tamir Ruffin, a.k.a. Nokia the Great from Drew Hill. Good
where
night,
you at,
everybody.
Bro?
Good Friday.
I'm playing, B. Where you at, man?
He touring. We're going to go see him on March 8th.
Okay.
Tampa Bay.
Right.
That's right.
Hey, he hit me up today. So, big up.
Spring Jam. Here we come.
All right. Here, there it is, then. All right, y'all. We out, man. Holla back.
CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, Suck Radio Show. CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live.